This is Nightline, the number 35381.
If you're working...
Hello, this is Alistair Burnett.
You and you. Hope you've enjoyed the programme. Don't forget, of course, I'll be back at 1 o'clock tomorrow morning with another edition of Weekend Night Extra. And in the meantime, stay tuned to LBC, and coming up in a moment, the news at 4.
Well, it's 4 minutes past. My lords, ladies and gentlemen, my name's Ivor Spencer. I'm a professional toastmaster, and this is the London interview, and I'm delighted to be Tricia Ingram's guest now.
Ivor, what a classy way to start a programme. It's never begun that way before. Now, you're recognised certainly as being the best known.
You're listening to LBC.
Done it!
last flight with...
On at Surrey's high...
Past seven. Good morning to you from Bob Holness and Douglas Cameron. Well, you may or may not be somewhat...
You're listening to LBC. And this is Nightline.
Traffic news.
The weather's clear.
Good morning, this is AM on Friday, the 17th of September. With
Good morning, everyone. My name is Douglas Cameron. Perhaps a lot of you know that by now because I've been at the station for quite a few years, nearly 14. And today, though, is rather a special occasion, even in my long life here at LBC. First of all, I've got the pleasure of welcoming back my dear friend and colleague Peter Dealey after his short sojourn in hospital. We're delighted to have Peter back, and you'll be hearing his familiar voice in just a moment or two. But I think he'll go along with this. Perhaps more importantly, we're going to welcome you in just 40 seconds' time to the very new sound of LBC. This is a tremendous new sound. It's something we've been building up to over the last few weeks, months, perhaps some might say even years. We think you'll enjoy it. We certainly, in our rehearsals, have enjoyed it. So, a very memorable Monday morning. Welcome, everyone, to the new sound of LBC.
97.3 FM stereo. LBC Radio.
Monday, September the 21st. Good morning, AM with Douglas Cameron and Peter Dealey. Reagan to address UN on arms agreement. Speculation the Duchess of York may be pregnant. Sport, motor racing history for Alain Prost, and Liverpool go third.
We also find out who a top biographer thinks is the Joan Collins of the royal family and the highly paid city people who can't handle their booze.
Tack, 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 tack. Phone number, that's phone number product.
Silly voice at the end.
The Night is Young with Jill Pyra on LBC Radio.
In this hour, the chance to find out.
There are delays at the moment on York Road at the junction with Lombard Road in Battersea because of a traffic light failure. Hampstead Road near Gower Place at Euston.
Monday, September the 21st. Good morning, AM, with Douglas Cameron and Peter Dealey. There are rumours the Duchess of York may well be pregnant, and Islington Council bans spitting in the street.
LBC's new sound. Our editorial director explains the changes. We meet the writers of the new music, and in sport, Tony Jacklin, as the golfers fly out to America.
97.3 FM stereo. LBC Radio.
Hope that by now you are familiar and married to already our new station sound, the new sound of LBC, and we hope very much that you like it. With us now is Peter Thornton, the editorial director of LBC IRN. And Peter, good morning.
Good morning. It'd
be useful, I think, to talk about the philosophy behind the change, which is quite a radical one for us.
Yes, it is. Probably the widest number of changes in programming that we've ever made in one fell swoop, and of course a completely new music sound which people are beginning to hear. We felt that we wanted to do three things, really. We wanted to increase the news content of the main news programmes, AM, and the programme between 5 and 7 in the evening, Update, and to back that with a better service, more information for Londoners about living in London and the problems of living in London. So there are a number of new information services which will be coming in during the course of the week. And we wanted to give all our listeners a wider range of presenters and programmes to listen to across the day. And particularly at weekends. And we just wanted to create a slightly different atmosphere, the feeling that all news is serious, all news is bad news, all of those things. It's not really like that, and we wanted to reflect what it's like living in London. It's a better, and it's a very, very exciting place to live in, and we wanted to try and create that feeling in London's radio station.
Did you find it difficult to keep a balance between the old and what is new?
Well, of course, because we've got an enormous, loyal audience of listeners, and always, with any change, and I know it myself, I'm always apprehensive about change, And we clearly do not want to lose any single one of the listeners that we have. We'd like to encourage more listeners to join us, but just those listeners that we have, we'd like to get a better feeling about living in London by listening to their radio station.
Would you like, for the benefit of those who haven't heard our programme promotions, just to outline some of the things following AM through the day today?
Yes, indeed. The Brian Hayes programme will start at 10 o'clock as normal, with Brian in his inimitable style, I suppose, but he will be there also on Sunday mornings as well as from next Sunday. At 12 noon, there's a completely new programme with Steve Jones, which will, I think, probably reflect absolutely the new philosophy of the station. Philip Hodson at 2 o'clock, keeping a very successful hour there. But at 3 o'clock, Pete Murray will be joining us from the Nightline phone-in into the mid-afternoon.
Yes, I think without going too much into personalities, and we don't really want to do that here, I think everywhere you go, not only in London, but in Britain, when you mention the name Pete Murray, everybody says, oh, great guy. And he's been like that for years, hasn't he? He's one of these guys that everybody loves, I think. A bit like Eamon Andrews.
Well, I don't know whether he'd like to be said to be like Eamon Andrews.
I've told him that once. He said, oh, yes, quite all right, okay. But I think he is.
But he is, and we're bringing in other new presenters who I think that, across the week, who I think that the audience will like as much. Names like Michael Aspel and Henry Kelly and so on, people know very well. I mean, one of the things, the station has been a considerable success over the recent years, and we want to try and pass on some of that success to our listeners.
Well, Peter, thank you very much indeed. Let me just add to that, there will be quite a few new features in AM itself, apart from the impending arrival of Henry Kelly, which you mentioned, with the weekend editions of the programme. We'll have a brand new shopping basket for you each Friday, a whole new look at the city, and from next Monday, we'll be going to the Dorchester to join a number of very eminent people for a body talk breakfast with Michael Van Straten. All in all, we reckon, and we believe, this is the best team in town. You're hearing it now, 7:19. Delays on the North Circular at two locations. First of all, in Ealing at the junction of Hanger Lane and Freeland Road, there's been a serious accident with...
And if you like the new sound, do tell your friends. If you don't, shut up.
Well, you've heard it by now, and you must know that LBC Radio has a brand new musical sound. If you stay listening to the station, you will have some extra surprises in store on that front, I can tell you. With us now are David Arnold, Independent Radio's leading man of music, and Mike Moran, the composer of the LBC sound. And we'd like to say a very good morning to you. And I don't think it's too early to say congratulations to you either on the new sound. It's working very well. It's absolutely ideal. So that's Mike. Thank you very much indeed. David, when you were given the task of working all this out, mm-hmm. It is not necessarily a drastic change of image. It's importantly a change of sound. And what did you think of when you were doing it? What did you want to convey LBC as?
I think the first point to make is that LBC has been known purely as LBC, period, for the last 14, 15 years, and it's changed its image to LBC Radio. The old tune just said LBC, and therefore we were three syllables too short. And so we had to compose a new tune that spanned the whole phrase. And so largely it was a question of getting a melody that fitted that particular phrase, and then going through the whole output of 24 hours a day and making certain that the jingles would complement those six syllables.
Mike Moran, well, we're going to hear some of the variations of the main theme in a minute, but tell us how you dreamt up the tune. Was it a sort of... in the bath, or when you're having a shave, or having breakfast, or does that just happen in novels?
Yes, it's usually sheer panic, actually. it has to be ready by Monday, so...
So tell us how you did it.
Well, it's really, in most of these instances, it's as a result of the brief you're given, and David had all the communication with LBC in the initial stages and gave me a very good brief, which left very little to the imagination, really. I mean, mm-hmm. It had to be, as he said... he had to say LBC radio, so the thing has to go da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yes.
Or some variation of that. And it's really just arranging those five notes in the right order.
Right. Well, I think he's being very modest, don't you think, there, really? Yes.
What isn't known, I think, is that you had to listen to each programme anyway, right, as it was, and then form your own view of what kind of jingle should be played.
Well, the thing, of course, is that once you have your tune, these five notes, it has to be expanded to a minute or a minute and a half for different things, and then it has to be adapted for different times of the day for different people. Yes, that's a very good point, isn't it? Because I think you both have brought out the character of the individual programmes in a way that they've never been brought out before.
Well, we're terribly lucky, weren't we, in that actually what we did is they analysed the existing output and recorded it on proper quarter-inch tape at home so we could analyse exactly how fast the programming was running. And then we composed the tunes to actually fit in with it. So it wasn't hit and miss, but we analysed the programmes first and made our music fit to that.
Which was the worst programme? Which was the one that gave you the worst time in terms of the right image?
Oh, it's your one, I'd say.
Oh, thank you very much, David. Yeah. I've got to say, it was Brian Hayes, I think.
I knew it. I knew it.
Now, the Brian Hayes music is interesting, isn't it? People haven't heard it yet.
Right.
But Brian, of course, is on between 10 and 12 today. Very, very good music, I think. I think it epitomises what he does in the show.
Well, we tried to really keep... Brian, I think, needed... We couldn't really stray too far from what he had before, which, of course, bears no relation to my music whatsoever. But, we can make it sort of sound, so it's not so much of a dramatic change.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so I think Brian has his identity that people yes. recognise, and therefore we didn't want to destroy that familiarity of it.
That's right,
it was a question of adapting to...
Yes, we have said there are many variations on the main theme. Let's hear just a sample of them now.
Well, now that you're finished, and now that you had your greatest triumph, anything you do will be an anti-climax, I'm sure. But what have you been doing apart from composing our super music?
Well, first of all, I think what we should say is that Mike didn't write some of those tracks. We called upon the very expensive services of Wolfgang Amadeus Moran for one track, and Johann Sebastian Moran for another.
Brian Hayes on LBC Radio. Phone 353-8111.
Good morning, London. A lot of new things today on LBC Radio.
stand here as the host of Blockbusters, Bob Holness.